Whatever happened to that line shaft? Not a lot, really. Like the dog, it just sits there. My last post was all about ridding the workshop of machines, which drums up questions about why I rescued that line shaft a few years ago, where it is and what we'll be doing with it. First off, it's still with us, all safe and secure, waiting to be put back into use. At the moment, we're working in a building that would be unsuitable for fitting it in. It's such an old building that I'd have questions whether it would withstand the vibrations, and it's also the barn that will eventually become our home, so the line shaft can't come in here. We do, however, have another building which is in need of complete rebuild, and we plan to house the machines in there. The idea is to create a hand-tool workshop with a line shaft incorporated into it. The machines will have great interest when filming, as well as in photos, and although they won't be used extensively, I do plan to use them. Unlike modern machines, these will make you have to work to put them to use, so it won't be a quick and dirty flick of a switch to make a cut. You should see some of the railway-type levers required to engage some of the machines. They're just brilliant, but it means some heavy weighing up whether a job really requires them. We'd like to preserve them in a way so future generations will be able to see this type of operation. I think they'll be useful for learning in that way. And ultimately, they won't take anything from what my work is as a hand-tool woodworker. I think it'd be wonderful to make a limited run of workbenches on them one day as well. After all, it was the workbenches that made saving these possible. I'm actually itching to get the bandsaw operational, and I'm toying with getting a little Lister engine to power it on its own in the current workshop. And finally, without getting soppy, there's a sympathy thing. At one time, it was machines like these that would have put people like myself out of work. I'd have been stripped of everything I am because of them. Now, with our modern machinery, computer-aided and all that, it's the cast iron that's become like those craftsmen. I thought it would be nice for two outdated, unneeded workers to come together and maybe give that modern world a run for its money. When do we intend to get this done? Well, you're asking a man that doesn't wear a watch. Sometime in the future.